Good afternoon. My name is Diane, and I am here for the next 15 minutes doing tips for healthy living, sitting in for Holly. And I have two guests here with me. It is Salila. She is a puppet maker and puppeteer, and Susan Brown from the Sunshine Community Health Center. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
And I'd also like to thank Kathleen, who is running the board. So there's quite a few of us in the studio, and we're going to talk about the events that are happening this weekend, specifically tomorrow and Sunday, out at the high school, at the Sheldon Community Arts Hangar, and at the Northern Sioux Center Institute. So I think we will start with Susan, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the... you'll tell me because I just, the fair, the health fair.
Thank you, Diane. I'm Susan Brown, and I work at the Community Center. We are hosting the Upper Sioux Health and Wellness Fair at the Upper Sioux Senior Center. This is tomorrow, Saturday, October 21st, from 8:30 to 12:30. We're going to offer health services for blood tests and health assessments. Please come and join us. We have several types of blood tests available to the community and voucher discounts for those who live in the borough. This will be at the Senior Center and happening at the same time as our exciting new Resiliency Through Art. This Community's Health Center is also co-sponsoring that, and we welcome all of the wonderful artists, dancers, and wonderful presenters who will be helping us tomorrow at the high school and in the evening at the Sheldon Hangar.
Great. So I know there's been quite a few of you that have been working on the Resiliency Through Art event, and this is the first time this has happened in the community, so we're really excited about that. And Salila is one of the artists who is presenting. There's a quick question about the health fair. And are there any of those tests that people can get, do they have to fast for any of them? So if I wanted to get a certain test done, would I need to fast?
Yes, there's fasting for some of the blood panels. If you're not sure, we can try to get help to figure out which ones. But if you know you've had to fast for them before or aren't quite sure, it's good to come fasting.
Hungry, play, yes, play it safe.
Yeah, we'll give you some beverages afterward to fill in.
Okay, great. So if you can handle not eating breakfast in the morning and go with having fasted, that's probably the best bet. And if you know that you don't need any of those done, you can eat some breakfast beforehand. So once people are done over at the Senior Center, they're going to go across the road there and go to the high school, junior, senior high school. And I see that there's a whole lineup of things happening starting at 10 a.m. And you've got quite a group of artists that are presenting, and we were just talking before we came live that we'll, you know, tell you a little bit of who's doing what, but you can find out all the schedule. There's a Facebook page called Talkeetna Events, and also the Arts Council's Facebook page has the schedule. So have there been some things that you have worked on that you're particularly excited about, or can you tell us a little bit about some of these folks that are presenting?
Yes, Diane, we're very excited because this is the first time we've had the opportunity to bring these artists from all over the state to help us.
Oh, great. So it's not just local artists.
Oh, they're from all over, and you'll find out about how worldly some of them are. This is pretty much the complete brainchild of Tamara Rothman and Shalise Jorgensen. And through their wonderful connections, we've invited people for family-friendly events all day long. If the family comes, there'll be some events and workshops for the parents. And concurrently, we'll have child-friendly activities going on at the high school.
Oh, great. So what's one of the child-friendly events that you've got going?
We've got hula hoop yoga in the morning at 11. And we have theater in the afternoon. We have some youth and adult quilt tile painting all day, and live music at lunchtime with Chris Kobowski at 12. We also have Zentangle and linking families and teens.
All right. Well, that sounds great. So it sounds like you can go and spend the better part of your day hanging out over at the high school and do some interesting things. Some local names I see on here, like Tony Crescetto, who actually is a local artist but who's been living out of state, and I know he came up especially for this, and Becca Mathiesen, who is the art teacher at the elementary school, and she's fantastic. So one of the artists who came into the studio with us today is Salila, and she lives in Anchorage. Hi, Salila.
Hi, everyone.
And you are actually not going to be doing anything until the evening tomorrow, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be at the Denali Arts Council Hangar. And tell me a little bit about what you're going to be doing tomorrow night.
Yes, on Saturday night at 7 o'clock, I will be in the Community Arts Hangar. There will be a short show on an original Czech family theater stage. That is a very small stage. And it will be followed by an exhibition of my hand-carved marionettes and some photos from my worldwide travels with my puppet theater and my work in art therapy with adults and children.
Oh, great. So when you say they're hand-carved, did you carve those, or are they carved by a bunch of different people? Or?
Yes, I studied puppetry, puppet design, puppet construction, and puppet manipulation in Prague in Czech Republic. And I lived most of my life in India, where I became particularly interested in finding creativity through meditation, mm-hmm. to kind of take it a step deeper and to find what actually really suits us and how can it help us to become more resilient in our lives, or how it helps children to become more resilient and thrive more in their lives, even if they come from very difficult backgrounds.
Well, that's fabulous. So I know what you're doing on Sunday is a little more in-depth and a little different. And that's at 1:30 to 4 at Northern Sioux City Institute. And tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. Sunday is particularly geared for children. At 1:30, I have a show on my biggest stage with my biggest marionettes. And this is particularly, it's about a 25-minute play for children, followed by puppet making. We're going to make small wooden bird puppets, and everybody's invited. It's a parent and child workshop, so every participant, every child, please come with your adult.
Oh, that's great. And so you can be really young. Could I bring my 3-year-old if I had one?
If you bring your mom or your dad or your grandma,
okay.
You can be as young as 3. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
And it's a beautiful experience for parents and children to create together.
Oh, great. Well, that sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm thrilled that you traveled up here from Anchorage to share your experience. And it sounds like you have some amazing stories to tell, some of which will be on the stage and maybe some off. Are there any other things that would be useful for people to know?
Well, on Saturday, the small story I will perform is actually a story that is kind of suitable for kids. It's a silent story without words, but it was particularly made for adults. And it is followed by a question and answer opportunity. And I will tell stories from my worldwide travels that are sometimes quite funny.
Oh, good. So how long ago did you return from your worldwide travels?
I think I returned in 2013.
Oh, okay. So they're
and
all fresh.
I opened up the my small puppet theater in Anchorage. It's called Krambambuli Puppet Theater. It's in Spenard.
Oh, great. And is that some place that we could come visit after we see you?
I hope you come and visit.
Oh, great.
I am remodeling right now, but it will reopen very soon.
Oh, good. Well, I know we talked a little bit on the phone before this interview, and Salila mentioned that she works therapeutically with the puppets, and that sometimes children... Can you talk a little bit about that? Do you remember that conversation we had about the children talking to the puppets?
Well, this actually came into being when I lived most of my life in India, and I worked with young adults and also with children, and some of them were from really difficult backgrounds. I could see that the ones, this is not just geared for puppetry, but for art in general, I could see that for many of them, if they were very passionate about something, if they had an art form that they really rejoiced in or that they found really joy in, that it was really helping them to get through the day. It was really, it really made a difference. And I saw that firsthand. We didn't have the biggest opportunity to see that firsthand. Was a really impressive event for me. And I'm really glad to be here where the theme is resilience through art.
Right, that really speaks to that. And so I'm sure some of the other artists have found that for themselves and working with other people. And Susan, did you have something you wanted to share?
Yes, she reminded me that we also are inviting other experts, the same as her depth, that are going to be providing a panel discussion at the high school.
Oh, that's right. Oh, good. I'm glad you mentioned this.
And so a lot of our panelists have had the same kind of engagement and reopening of the healing of people through art. Sarah Fennell of Breadcrumbs Theater, Jennifer Moore of Hope Community Services will help us. We have a world-renowned singer-songwriter educator, Libby Roderick, and Chris McMichael of the Department of Corrections Mental Health will help us understand their past experiences of how to really bring healing through resiliency and through art.
Oh, great. And what time is the panel discussion?
The panel discussion will be right after our live music lunch, and it'll begin around 12:30.
Great. So people can kind of popcorn questions and ask things to different people, and that's
yes,
how that...
And if you have special things that you'd like addressed or to have us share, Tamara Rothman is open to questions that people have. She will be helping. And our moderator for that will be Jason Smart from the Rasmussen Foundation.
Wow, that sounds great. Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing all the different things that are happening tomorrow. And it sounds like even if you're busy for part of the day, you can catch some things that will be ongoing. And one of the things I noticed on this schedule is I'm interested to see what this is going to turn into, is this tile painting quilt that sounds like a drop-in anytime thing with Tony Crescetto and Becca Matisen. So if you want to actually get your hands dirty or create something, you can do that at any time, and then you can come into some of these other things that have a schedule.
And at our closing remarks around 4:00, we're going to bring all of the day's events together to circle for our success.
Oh, great. So any last things you ladies want to say before we thank Kathleen and let her continue with her radio?
This is going to be a very exciting event, and I hope to see everyone there.
Great.
I just want to say thank you, and I'm really excited, and I hope I'll meet all the kids and all the adults.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining me. And Holly, I think, is going to be back the next time we have Tips for Healthy Living. And I guess actually since I'm every other tips has someone who's not specifically dealing with things that the clinic deals with in terms of, medical type stuff. So if you have ideas for Tips for Healthy Living, you could get in touch with me or leave them at the studio and tell them to tell me. And I'm Diane. So thank you so much. Thanks to Kathleen for her magic at the board. And everyone have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.